Welcome back to the BunSports.com podcast. We are now almost to college football season 2015, just 3 weeks away. I'm sitting here with the college football professor as we get ready for another season. And next week and the week after, we will be making our predictions on who we think will win the conferences and then, of course, the national championship, the 14 playoff, and then the playoff championship in college football. So stay tuned for that. But today, we're going to kind of skin the edges and talk about who we think are the contenders in college football this year. There are always two or three teams in each conference that kind of lead the way. Last year in the SEC, there was about eight. I don't know if there'll be that many again, but this year, let's start out west. We'll start with the Pac-12 and talk about who the contenders are out there. Of course, last year, Oregon made it to the college football playoff, so it's natural to think that they'll be a contender again this year. But there are some other teams in the Pac-12, especially in that Southern Division, which is loaded this year.
Yeah, Jacob, I think I would, if I were going to narrow it down, you know, in the Pac-12, we could look at Arizona, Arizona State, Stanford, but we're going to put them aside for this consideration. And I'm going to, as my contenders, I'm going to put USC, UCLA, and Oregon. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think UCLA is the team to watch. I've said that the last few years, but you're right, USC. That game this year between USC and UCLA is going to be big, and that game is actually played in the Coliseum, so it will be an advantage there for the Trojans. The Pac-12 North, though, falling off a little bit, in my opinion. I mean, Stanford was a big-time contender. They're down. I think Oregon's really the only team that you can look at as a national contender.
I agree with that. And when we look at Oregon, of course, you look at their schedule. The roadblocks they could have is that they play at Michigan State, they play at Arizona State, and they play USC mm-hmm. at home. But notice on that schedule, there's no UCLA and no Arizona. And they have a quarterback question. I mean, I'm sure they're ironing that out. But they really have a good running back, Royce Freeman.
They do. Let's move to the Big 12 now. And this is an interesting league. Of course, Big 12 with 10 teams. It makes a lot of sense there. But a lot of people think that TCU and Baylor, the two teams that were snubbed from last year's college football playoff, are going to be right there again this year, leading the way. I don't think so. And I'll give you my opinion in a moment. But I'd like to get what you think. Who you think the contenders are going to be in the Big 12 this year?
Well, as I look at the Big 12, I don't know why I keep thinking Oklahoma's. You know, I guess I keep thinking about them from their tradition and past.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put Oklahoma, Baylor, and TCU in my three contenders.
See, I think Oklahoma is going to win the Big 12. That's my prediction. And I don't know how bold it is. I mean, Oklahoma's got they've got quite a few returning starters this year. They're a good-looking team. But here's another prediction. I think Oklahoma's going to win the Big 12. I think they're going to lose in their second game of the year when they play at Tennessee in Knoxville. So I think Oklahoma, the Big 12 champion, is actually going to have a loss to a mid-tier SEC team.
Well, when you think about it, Jacob, Oklahoma, really, they play at Tennessee. And they play at Baylor, but they play TCU at home, and that's about it as far as the toughness of the schedule. Now, what's his name? Samaje Pierre, running back.
Yeah, Samaje Perine. Yeah,
Perine. Okay,
great running back.
Yeah, that may be the key to it. And they've got some good contenders at quarterback. It's according to how they go, but they could be very good. But TCU, of course, you know, they really have a outstanding quarterback in Boykin, and they have a couple of really good outstanding receivers, but I guess Josh Doctson is the best of those.
Let's talk about the ACC now, and this is a league that has had a national contender each of the last 2 years. Of course, Florida State won the national title after the 2013 season. Last year they made it to the playoff and then were creamed by Oregon. But this year the ACC Atlantic Division looks a little different. I'm not saying that Florida State, you could still argue that they are the favorite. You could argue that they're not the favorite. But I don't think there's quite as dominant of a feel around Florida State. And that division is going to be very interesting to watch.
Yeah, when you think talking about Florida State, now, of course, you know they're undecided on quarterback. I mean, I know they've got a transfer in. They're expecting him to be the quarterback.
Yeah,
but the biggest question then is Cook. the running back.
Dalvin Cook, yeah.
You know, they took a team photo, if I understand. They took one picture with him, photo with him in the on the picture, and the other one they took without him there. So I don't know what's going on exactly there. But I do think they play at Clemson.
Yeah.
So that should be big. But then when you look beyond that, they only, you know, they play Miami at home and Louisville at home. And they have a lot of depth. But I think that it's, I think a lot of it may be riding on the fact of whether Dalvin Cook is able to play. Now, he's really an outstanding football player.
He's a great football player, and you're right. They do play at Clemson. I think that's key. The last 2 years, the big hump that Dabo Swinney and company can't get over, they finally beat South Carolina last year, but they can't get over that hump of beating Florida State. And this year they have them at home. They have a solid, solid team. Deshaun Watson coming back at quarterback. I really like him. I think he's going to do a great job for the Tigers. I think that's a big moment for Clemson, and I think they win that game, and I think Clemson does quite well. But you look at the other side of that league, Virginia Tech, Miami, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, North Carolina, Duke, and Virginia. I mean, it's just not that impressive.
Well, I guess you keep looking at the fact that Georgia Tech just got this, you know, this different kind of team.
Sure.
But
they can't contend for a national title with they're going to be a 9-win team like they were last year.
They do have a good – that quarterback's coming back is really good. But going back to Clemson for a minute, Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas. Think about Clemson for a minute. They play at Louisville and at Miami, and then their two big home games is Notre Dame and FSU.
Yeah. Yeah, let me ask you about Louisville real quick while we're in the ACC before we move to the Big Ten. They open up the season not at Auburn. They open up in Atlanta against Auburn. A lot of uncertainty about Bobby Petrino's squad this year. How good do you think they're going to be?
I think this is going to be the bridge year for them. They last year.
9-4 last year, yeah.
Yeah, he came in and he had the team strong and built up there, so he really rode that. And this will be a year when he really hadn't got his players in, so he's going to have another year. So I think they might struggle a little bit. I'm not sure that Louisville's going to be as good as they've been.
Let's talk about the conference that hails the defending national champion, and that, of course, is the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Big Ten, they come back as the clear favorite in that league this year. In one division, there's Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State, Michigan, Indiana, Rutgers, and Maryland. And I guess you could say that Ohio State and Michigan State, probably the two leading teams in the conference. Wisconsin's there, but I would put those two as kind of the teams to battle it out. And they play in Columbus late in the year. So I think they're two contenders, and then I think you throw Wisconsin in there. But I guess my question is Michigan. A lot of hype about Jim Harbaugh. Are they going to be a legitimate contender?
I can't see that. Yeah. I can't see it at all. And when I do look at Ohio State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin as the contenders, but, you know, it's really interesting, their schedules. Now, let's just take Ohio State first. They play Penn State, and they play Michigan State at home, and that's it as far as the difficulty of the Big Ten schedule. Now, they play Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, and we could say, well, that's not going to be a contest. Well, it was last year. But they've got Ezekiel Elliott. I think he's the difference maker on that team. And they got a lot of talent. But then Michigan State plays Oregon at home.
Yep.
They play at Nebraska. They play at Ohio State. They play Penn State. But they've got a super quarterback in Connor Cook.
I was going to say, I'm not sure that I wouldn't take, and I know this is there will be hardly anyone to agree with me on this, but I'm not sure I wouldn't take Connor Cook over either of the Ohio State quarterbacks. I think he is a very capable football player.
I think Connor Cook would have to be, in my opinion, the preseason all Big Ten quarterback. But then look at Wisconsin. Now, they do play Alabama at home. I mean, it's a mutual game, I'm sorry. But they play at Nebraska and they play Penn State, and that's about it for them. They play no Ohio State. They don't play Michigan State. They don't play Penn State.
Yeah,
Who knows?
All right, let's move to the SEC now. And, of course, we all know about the SEC last year. I think you could have made an argument that at one point in the season, every team in the West was a legitimate contender. Now, obviously, they all took separate roads. Texas A&M and Auburn didn't end up the year the way they wanted. But Ole Miss and Mississippi State were right there. LSU had a kind of a rocky year. So Is that going to be true again this year? Is every team a contender in the West, and who do you like out of the East?
Well, I'm going to have to say that there are five contenders for the SEC championship, and one of them is in the East, and four of them is in the West.
Okay.
And but I think last year, you know, we had the Battle of Mississippi, so to speak. You know, the Ole Miss and Mississippi State were in new territory for them. They were right up at the top, and I think the battle is going to be the Battle of Alabama this year, because I think Alabama, Auburn, LSU, and Ole Miss will be contenders, and Georgia is going to be a contender, but they're a contender because they play in the East.
See, I think in the East, I'm going to kind of expand it a little bit more. I think Georgia obviously is the front runner. I think Missouri and Tennessee are two contenders. I really do. I think those two teams you have to look out for. In the West, Alabama, Auburn, of course, are the front runners. And LSU is going to be right there. I think LSU is coming on strong. And I'll tell you this, I'm buying into the Arkansas hype. I think Arkansas. So I think four contenders in the West and three in the East. I think it'll be more balanced this year.
Well, you know, Missouri is a show me state, right?
Yes.
And they keep showing us.
They do. And we don't. and every year. It. Yep.
But let's look at these teams for a minute.
Okay.
Look at Alabama. Now, they've got some roadblocks in the way. They play Wisconsin on a mutual game. They play LSU and Ole Miss at home. They play at Georgia and at Auburn. Now, we could go in some other games they've got, but just those four alone.
That's tough.
And they got question at quarterback, but they've got a lot of depth. They got strong running backs, and they got an outstanding defense, and they got a weapon in J.K. Scott. So Alabama's got the tools to do it.
Yeah, I guess you look at the two East opponents from each West team, and that's really where they kind of draw or don't have their strength. Of course, LSU plays at South Carolina, and they host Florida. That's decently difficult. Alabama, as you mentioned, Tennessee, and at Georgia. And Auburn, they play at Kentucky. That's a Thursday night game. Not too terribly difficult, and then they have Georgia at home. So I definitely think Alabama has the toughest Eastern opponents of those three.
But you look at Auburn, they play at LSU. Then they have Ole Miss, mm-hmm. Georgia, and Alabama at home.
Mm-hmm.
That certainly has to favor them. And, of course, they got a new defensive coordinator. And then they got Duke Williams, if he's going to get to play. I'm sure he will. He'll be out there by the time the season starts. And they got a lot of talent. Well, look at LSU. LSU plays at Alabama. They play at Ole Miss, at South Carolina, and they get Auburn at home. And they have a quarterback question, but yet they got talent, and they really have a lot of good receivers. Now look at Ole Miss, Jacob. Ole Miss plays at Alabama and at Auburn, and that's about it as far as their difficult road schedule. So they've got a favorable schedule, but they have a question at quarterback, outstanding defense, and they got a great tight end in Ingram.
Yeah.
But Georgia, here they are in the East. They play Alabama at home. They play South Carolina at home. They play at Auburn, at Tennessee, played at LSU home. Now,
that's
not going to be
easy. Without a quarterback, that's all. I mean, I think Bryce Ramsey will probably end up winning the job, but that's not firmly committed yet.
Yeah, they have, as you said, they have a quarterback schedule, but they got Nick Chubb, and not only Nick Chubb, they've got some other good runners.
Yeah, Mitchell, the wide receiver, Malcolm Mitchell, it seems like he's playing his 18th season.
They have a lot of talent on their defense, so... that's the way I look at the contenders in the SEC.
Well, now you know who the contenders are for college football. Next week you'll know who the champions of each conference will be, and then the week after we'll give you our national championship Final Four predictions. So if you want to know who's going to win, tune in next week and we'll tell you right here at BunnSports.com. For the College Football Professor, I'm Jacob Bunn. We'll see you next week.